So, Shom, your answer was really interesting. Tamoxifen, period.
Yeah, so I mean, again, I wouldn't profess to be an expert in the field of male breast cancer, so take my comments with some, a pinch of salt. But typically, I've traditionally started with tamoxifen, as Sarah suggested, and my second-line therapy has been a GnRH agonist together with an aromatase inhibitor. I guess
With CDK?
Well, so that's what I think may be differing my responses from others, is that I didn't include the CDK4/6 inhibitor in there. I don't feel super strongly about that, to be honest. I think it's totally reasonable to consider it as well. So I think, I would probably be guided a little bit by a case-by-case scenario, which is not a scientifically driven answer, but that's probably how I would do it in reality.
Well, that's the way it is a lot of times in medicine. And Kamal, how about you? I see fulvestrant here.
So I think in my very limited experience of the very few male breast cancer patients that I have come across in my clinic, especially with metastatic disease, I want to say two, if I can recall them right and count them right. I have tried really hard not to give them the LHRH just because they've been so miserable, both of them. That has probably made me feel like I'm more comfortable with the tamoxifen data that they have, or perhaps fulvestrant, where I could potentially avoid the LHRH instead of giving them the AI. Again, no data to support any of this, but just on my two patient experience where they were miserable on the LHRH, I don't feel so strongly about the CDK4/6. I think that it should work the same way they should work in women, but I think my endocrine partner choice has been driven by my personal two-patient experience of how miserable they were on the LHRH.
That's really interesting in terms of, the very, actually, one of the most common reactions we get to our work is a sense of reassurance that docs in practice feel when they see you don't know the answer. Because, they're thinking themselves, oh, it's just me. I don't know what to do.
Right.
But they feel reassured when they realize, that nobody really knows exactly what to do. But that leaves you, Ruth,
I
and
would
you're
confess to
also a
that, yeah,
tamoxifen
for
fan
male
and
breast
a
cancers.
different CDK. So you have all three here represented.
Yeah, I think I would probably change the
Okay.
CDK inhibitor. But I think the data with tamoxifen, there really is very little data out there. But I think there was an adjuvant study done with tamoxifen in men. I think that's really the only data we have. So that's why I chose tamoxifen. And I would probably use a CDK inhibitor. I don't see why not, but I probably, based on the QT interval, would avoid ribo, like the others have said. And then I don't know where the data came from about using an LHRH agonist with aromatase inhibitor. I don't know if anybody else does, but I guess that's what we do now, so.
Some people do.
Yeah.
It was interesting too, though, that you made this comment about your two patients who were miserable with LHRH agonist. Of course, obviously in prostate cancer, this is a real issue, but I wonder whether men get more miserable with LHRH agonists or women.
In my two-patient men experience, they were definitely more miserable.
Do you find that most women adapt to, maybe because they know it's premature
Of course.
menopause, or how often do you see it being, Sarah, a major problem?
I think it's a bigger problem in the adjuvant setting than the metastatic setting, largely driven by your motivation to tolerate it, probably. So, I mean, I
So
think
true.
when somebody knows that they have metastatic disease and incurable, they're pretty motivated to find a way to tolerate most of what they need to. But it's very variable. I have patients that say, oh, I'm not really having any hot flashes. And then clearly some patients have horrible hot flashes. So different people are different. Same as, people going through menopause, right? Some people are barely symptomatic and other people are significantly so.
That's true.
So the men that I have, I feel like they complain far less about the side effects of the hot flashes or, shockingly, the sexual dysfunction than the women.
Interesting.